This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
No Lori Baranski. Andy Hart here, joined alongside by Paul Perillo. Friday, September 19th, 2008. Had to check the calendar real quick there. Gillette Stadium, another Patriots.com roster report. Paul, not as exciting as the first couple weeks. You know, a few weeks ago we had the roster cut down to 53. Then obviously week one we had the discussion of Tom Brady going on IR. A little bit more of a quiet week here at Gillette Stadium. I will quickly run down all the transactions, and then we will analyze some of the more interesting ones. First, last game weekend, the Patriots signed Matt Gutierrez, quarterback, to the active roster, and Tom Malone to the practice squad. Matt Gutierrez first returned to the practice squad, then the active roster on game day. They released Mark Dillard from the practice squad, but again, as always, when I have these moves early on in roster reports,
don't cry or laugh
either way. Then, early this week, the Patriots signed fullback Kyle Echo, old friend, brought back to the roster. Released tight end Steven Spock. Re-signed Mark Dillard to the practice squad. Released Tom Malone from the practice squad. And as I said, over the weekend, they also had added Matt Gutierrez to the active roster and sent who packing, Paul?
C.J. Jones.
C.J. Jones, a friend of PFW.
Well,
like to discuss
some
him.
Members of PFW.
Well, we like him. We weren't so sure he was a 53-man roster type player.
He is a good guy, and he obviously paid his dues.
Later in the week, September 17th, the Patriots re-signed tight end Tyson DeVries to the practice squad. And that's about all the moves we got this week.
How long are we going here?
Now we're going to get to the – I want to quickly run down the injury report because I actually think this is the most interesting aspect
of the
week. With
the Echol move and the injury report, I think that is where the only intrigue lies this
week. Did not practice category for the Patriots this week. Four players for Wednesday and Thursday. Linebacker Eric Alexander, calf. Running back Lamont Jordan, foot. Running back Lawrence Maroney, shoulder. Wide receiver Kelly Washington, ankle. And yesterday, on Thursday, added to the injury report with limited participation in practice, nose tackle Vince Wilfork with a back issue. But I want to talk about the running backs, Paul. I think that's the most interesting aspect.
I agree.
We saw Lawrence Maroney get hurt against the Jets, leave with a shoulder injury, return to the sideline in the third quarter, and then return to the game late in the game, got a carry. Lamont Jordan carried the load in the second half. Didn't really have any signs of injury. Not that I saw.
No, I talked to him for a while after the game.
Now he's got a foot injury.
Fine.
Both he and Maroney did not practice this week, as you talked about. Kyle Echol was added to the roster, re-signed him. What do we make of the issues here at running back?
Well, I'm a little concerned because that gives you six running backs, and I know some of them play special teams, and they're not necessarily, you know, kind of like we look at the defensive backs like Gerard Cherry in the past.
And wide receiver.
You know, and Mel Mitchell and guys like that. They were defensive backs, but they were really special teamers. That's a lot of running backs. Six guys. That tells me that maybe there's at least some concern that at least one of those two guys, Maroney or Jordan, is not going to be quite ready to go on Sunday. You have the bye week coming up. Maybe you played a little extra cautious to give them, you know, a little extra time to rest, depending on the severity of either injury. But, yeah, that's got me a little bit concerned, Andy. The Maroney's had durability issues in the past, so you don't want to see him start off already with a shoulder problem. And, by the way, a shoulder that I think it's the same one. I'm not positive on this. But I think it's a shoulder that he had surgery on in the past.
What do we make of the Maroney injury in that he returned to the sideline, returned to the game, and now doesn't practice, actually had a carry? If it was an issue where he couldn't practice all week, you would have thought he would never have returned to the game. So what do you make of that situation?
One of those rare things that Andy and I are of one mind here on this. And we
scary for me.
You know, during the game, we were watching, and he looked like he was wanting back in the game from the outset. He had his helmet on the entire time.
Put me in, coach, was the feeling.
He was standing next to the coaches on the sideline. He never looked like he was done for the day.
No.
His return was announced as questionable, which it always is. But he looked like he was raring to go back in that game. And throughout half the second quarter, the entire third quarter, and much of the fourth quarter, he stood right in that same spot on the sideline. Never got in the game. All of a sudden, they're up 19-10. They're grinding the clock out. They get a first down. It's down to about 2.5 minutes to go. Game's over. In goes Lawrence Maroney. I thought that was a message being sent by Belichick. Look, You weren't healthy enough to get back out there. This is what we want you to do in two ways. First of all, running hard and being durable. And second of all, stop dancing behind the line of scrimmage and watch Lamar Jordan pick up the yards that are there. And maybe I'm reading too much into that, but
well,
that's the way I feel.
I agree with you on that, but can I take devil's advocate view
here? That's
what
you usually do.
And say Lawrence Maroney, knowing his reputation, knowing maybe the coaches are feeling something like you just talked about, was banged up, but talked coaches and or trainers into putting him back in the game, and because of that now has a more serious injury.
Oh, well, I mean, I suppose that could be.
Is that possible?
I mean, it was, yeah.
That
it,
the exact opposite. Instead of being soft running back who can't stay healthy, he proved how tough he was and ended up with a worse injury.
Listen, oh, my arm. It's broken.
You know what? Around here, you're not going to know.
Right.
Because we know how Bill handles these things, and he's very consistent with that. But I suppose that's a possibility. For me, in hearing some of the comments that Bill has made in the past, I think that he's grown a little bit frustrated with Maroney in particular, and his inability to sort of stand up to the full game's workload, and some of the comments that we've heard from other players and people that are in the locker room would sort of back that up. Now, nothing specific, but I just get the feeling that there's some frustration level on the part of the coaching staff for Lawrence Maroney, and that's why I felt like it was maybe a little bit of a punishment. Might not be the right word, but
Speaking of frustrating players dealing with injuries, Ben Watson off the injury report after being inactive last week. Looks like he could make a return. If he doesn't, I certainly would say he'd be ready after the bye. I want to talk about one more quick roster thing before we go. Matt Gutierrez added back to the roster. Throughout training camp, everyone thought it was Gutierrez Castle for the number two role. Now Matt Gutierrez is back on the roster in the number three emergency quarterback role against the Jets with Kevin O'Connell in the number two role. Do you expect that will continue moving forward, and what do you make of that decision?
I was a little surprised by it because I felt like it wasn't like Gutierrez was gone for 8 weeks and
right. You
know, you want to get him back in. He was only gone for a short period of time, and the way the Patriots do things is probably pretty likely that they were in contact with him
right. And
said, listen, you know, we might need you. We might need you to come back. Don't go too far or whatever. KOC was the guy. Kevin O'Connell, he was the one warming up when Castle got
dinged up
a little bit and had trouble shaking off one of those hits that he took against the Jets. It looks to me like Belichick is happy or satisfied with that, having a rookie as his top backup right now. But we'll see. I think that's something to kind of monitor as we go forward here the next week or two. And if it stays O'Connell, then I'd say that's the way it is.
I agree. And I think that's going to put the wraps on this roster report. Quick reminder, the roster of Hall of Famers coming to town in Foxborough
Huge.
Is impressive this weekend. The opening of the Hall at Patriot Place, the induction of newest Hall of Famer Ben Coates. Most of the living members of the Hall of Fame will be reinducted and in town.
Hey, Stanley Morgan.
That's John Hanna. He'll be there, and he'll be more prepared to speak. And if you're in driving area of Gillette Stadium, the Hall at Patriot Place, I urge you, come on down. It's free to the public, free parking. Come on, enjoy Patriot Place. As Fred Kirsch would say, go to CBS Scene, grab a burger, enjoy the induction ceremonies. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, that's going to wrap up this roster report. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.